morning. It is the WIP midday show, or excuse me, morning show. Old school. Richie, remember the middays? That used to be a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera. John Richie, Rhea Hughes, Devin Caney hanging out, Justin Morgenstein behind the glass. We got a full crew for a Friday. Good morning, John. How you doing, pal?
Jimmy, a group of giraffes is called a tower of giraffes. But that's only if the group is stationary.
So if they move, it's a different name?
If the group is moving, it's called a journey of giraffes.
Oh, wow. I like that.
So you
I
got
like
a tower of giraffes if it's stationary,
which
and a
makes
journey
sense.
Of giraffes if they're on the move, migrating somewhere.
A tower of giraffes works.
Yeah.
You know, like,
it sure does.
Like you're a murder of crows, you know?
Yeah, I love that. It's so fitting.
It's
yeah.
fitting. It's fitting.
I like yeah.
But
the
a journey of giraffes, I like the...
Yeah. They're going on an epic journey.
The consonants, that would be alliteration. With the journey of giraffes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
it
mm-hmm.
sounds super cool like that.
It does.
I'm a big alliteration guy.
I know.
Yeah.
We're all poets inside.
That's right. Yes. That's. I think that every morning
ourselves.
When I wake up, I think, you know what? I'm a poet.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget that as life you know, takes you and then swings you around.
You look a poet.
Yes.
I fancy you a poet. But then I also, wow. I fancy lots of things.
It's true.
I found out that you guys think that I am incredibly hard on my own face.
Yes. Yeah, so
and you do not think
that.
My nose is as big as I think my nose
you
is.
You clearly have a bit of a complex about your nose, and we
yeah.
did not find that. Devin and I found this out right before the show. In the
I don't
you know,
think it's a complex.
Richie has a skewed vision of his
Devin,
face.
Devin says I have face dysmorphia.
I mean, he's going on and on about how big his nose is and how
I'm
it's
not
crooked.
Going on and on about it. I just know that it's big and
it's
crooked
not big
and it's
and
not
it is very
that
straight.
You went on and on about
good
it.
Looking.
Let's be
like
honest.
Very,
you probably said
well, it's just like
yeah.
my whole life.
Ten
I've
times in 3 minutes,
nose.
I have a big nose. Come on, what are you talking? My mom said I had a big nose. Everyone says
she
I have a big nose.
She always did.
Yeah. Well, that's probably why you think you have a big nose.
I need to bring this up with Georgie, which is my mom.
Georgie.
Her name is Georgian. She did
Ask
say
her, have
she
you
was
gotten
so
her
supportive.
Opinion on it recently. In recent years,
I'm positive she thinks I have a big nose. I'm positive.
I just don't
let's
see
call
it.
Her.
Yeah, let's get Mrs. Georgie Richie on the
I
phone
wonder,
and see what she has to say.
Do you want to? I mean, we could.
I'm in, buddy. That sounds like a good time.
I mean, she's 82 though, so I don't want to wake her up too
yeah,
early.
Yeah, we'll wait a little later in the show. You know, more people listening then. Anyway,
I think she
so.
Will.
Can we actually
yeah.
do
look,
this? I'm really
I think
excited.
She'll say yes. Johnny has a big nose.
I love this. We're going to find out. All we'll right. call your mom later. This is a great idea. Let's get your, it's a Friday. Let's have a little fun today. And look, coming off a good night in Philly sports. We get a Phillies yeah. win last night.
Great stuff.
Playing good baseball. Three straight, obviously, actually won a series. Now they get the first game of series, which I believe we had talked. It was the seven straight series. They had
seven.
Lost the first game
yep.
of the series, including the one they just won. So nice to see them get off the schneid in that aspect. Some nice hitting. We'll go through that game. And look, tonight, John Richie, for the first time, we will see the 2024 Philadelphia Eagles take the field in, I was going to say a meaningful game, but in a game. Let's go with a game. Let's go with a game. How excited are you for tonight?
Oh, man. Love this first preseason game, even though we have no idea who we're going to see, how much we're going to see them. It's football. It's football. We got the Eagles playing football. They're strapping it on, and they're playing, a Harbaugh. They're playing a former Eagles coach. The Ravens, who seem to actually care whether they win or not in the preseason.
More than
I
anyone.
Wonder how much that affects our level of involvement, level of investment, degree of starter play. I have no clue how much that... I think that could affect the way our Eagle coaches look at this game. John Harbaugh, this Ravens organization, it's like 22 or 23 in a row
mm-hmm.
that they've won in the preseason. They go after this. And I would like to see... Well, you know how I feel. I feel like you can't get better at playing football unless you're playing football. Of course, I would love to see the starters playing. Vic Fangio talked about the fact he would, yeah, he'd prefer to see the starters get out there and get some reps. No one he's ever coached wants their first rep to be during the regular season. That's another thing that Vic Fangio, that's very true. I feel the same way. Every guy I ever played with, played around, felt that way. Listen to Vic Fangio. He knows what he's saying, and I love that he's here. I love that he's in that coaching locker room, that they can bounce anything off of this guy because he gets it. Vic Fangio is going to keep us on the straight and narrow. But anyway, we got football, man. We've got football against the Baltimore Ravens, and it really is exciting. I'm interested to see potentially Derrick Henry. I don't know what his health situation is right now. He's on the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they play starters. We could see Derrick Henry for a few plays. Boy, won't that be interesting to see how our run defense is looking right now. It's a beautiful thing. Two of the better organizations in all of football matching up, even though it's preseason, it gets me a little breathy, doesn't it?
A little breathy.
Doesn't it get you breathy,
not
Jimmy?
Not really. Not that breathy. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm excited to see them play.
I think we'll see starters.
They're talking about
starters playing. Vic Fangio wants it.
I think Vic might get a few guys, but I don't need to see starters play. Like,
I
need to see position there are certain starter position battles where I think come out, like a Zach Bond, you know, sure, I want to see that guy on the field. But in terms of, like, Jalen Hurts, in terms of Saquon Barkley, in terms of all these guys, like, I'm good. I trust this organization. What has been the first 20 games of the last 2 years, or 22 games of the last 2 years? They've started 10-1 2 years in a row.
But they weren't.
It had nothing to do with not playing in preseason. It had nothing to do with not playing in preseason. It had to do with coming off the Super Bowl. And they started 10-1.
They
were 10-1.
Actually, Vic Fangio told us that this team didn't have as much in as they needed to have in at certain points previously. I think it was last year that they weren't ready for what hit them. And this time around, I don't know. I mean,
what does that have to do with the preseason?
We're trying to piece it together. Well, that means in the preseason, they need to put more in this time around. They need to be more invested in getting better at football in the here and now, you know, which might mean putting some starters out there when the real bullets are flying, when people are tackling people, and we're playing the Baltimore Ravens tonight.
Yeah, I'm not that concerned about it. They got a joint practice against New England next week.
I like the idea because there's just one joint practice. I think we need to get more hitting, live football playing because of that situation. So, great opportunity. I know people are worried about the rain. I know that these fields having, you know, I've played, they drain them. They cover them, they drain them. It's going to feel like a dry field, most likely. They'll manage it so it's not unsafe for these players. I have faith that that's not going to be an issue. I would love to see our starters out there like it once was. Where the starters, we used to play in 3 preseason games.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it was the right thing to do.
Okay, but we were ready.
Evolves, we change.
Okay, I know that we were more ready for the regular season than these guys were last season.
And you were more beat up, and your career was shorter, and all that type of stuff. Like, this is a way to keep guys fresh for the season, and the Eagles have done such a good job of it the last 2 years.
Unprepared. Yeah, fresh.
But not they were 10-1. How are they unprepared?
Yes. Well, we know that we weren't satisfied with that 10-1. That there were it was 10-1.
But that had nothing to do with the preseason. That had to do with things that happen in season, with issues that cropped up.
If we didn't have enough installed to lean back into during the regular season, then we didn't work hard enough.
And you think the starters playing a quarter in the preseason would have made a difference in Week 12 last year?
I absolutely think the starters playing in the preseason gets them ready to play in Week 1.
Right, which they've been winning every time. Syria's never lost.
Will be ready to hit the ground running, performing at a higher level. Maybe it's marginal on the final score, but this will be a team that's better and better ready to play. And actually, their bodies will be better insulated against injury when they've played more than 0 snaps with pads on before the regular season
starts. Well, that's the one thing. Injury-wise, the last 2 years, they've been incredibly healthy for the most part.
But the problem is,
they've decided not to play players in the preseason.
Of course you're going to be healthy when you don't play a guy at all.
I'm talking about the end of the season.
When you wrap them in bubble wrap.
Hold up. I'm talking about the end of the season. I'm talking about over the course of the season, they have stayed incredibly healthy. Like we all talked about 2 years ago, they had 22 of 22 stars in the Super Bowl. Bowl. Like, I don't think that's ever happened or will ever happen again. I just don't think that you can look at what the Eagles, I just trust them. I trust them to manage their guys from a health perspective to start the season. They were clearly ready to go 2 years ago. They jumped right into the season and kicked ass. I think it's last year was coming off a Super Bowl. They talked about it in the McManus article. That was one of the things, that was one of the main reasons, was they felt like they lost their chance to win a Super Bowl, and people walked around like their dog died.
And they changed practice this year. Like, last year, we would go to practice, it was 45 minutes long. This year, we go to practice, it's an hour and a half.
Yeah, great.
They have changed practice because they knew they needed to get more work in.
Sure.
I think that'll also be reflected in who plays in the preseason. And in large part, because we have an old school coach with our new defensive coordinator who's going to push for it. I would love to see it. I think the guys will be better ready to play having hit someone else.
215-592-9494. Do you care if the starters play tonight? Obviously, we all want to see them play. You'd rather, if you're going to watch this preseason game, watch players you know, players you care about. But in terms of the course of this season, does it matter for this team to get work in the preseason? Or do you think that this organization knows how to manage these guys and keep them healthy for the start of the season? They've been working more in practice. They're getting their work in. They're getting their installs in. Do you care about it? 215-592-9494. Coming up, we're going to dive into some of the players we do want to see play tonight. The biggest position battles, plus the fills. Another win last night, 6-4 over a white-hot Diamondbacks team handling business. A really workmanlike Phillies win. The Phillies start, like we've been saying, they're back. It actually starting to feel like we're watching the team that we saw early in the season. Manufacturing runs, good pitching, getting the job done. That was awesome to see. Plus, we'll get
and now we got Wheels, Nola, and we got Christopher Chris on the mound, back to back to back. We know it's a 4-game series against the Diamondbacks, who are really were, like you said, one of the hottest teams in baseball.
Yep.
But who won last night, Jimmy?
Big win. Big
and who's
win.
Got three in a row
there
under their belt?
And they got the top of the rotation coming up, like you pointed out.
Exactly.
Yeah, things are turning
looking
for
up.
The Phils. 215-592-9494 if you want to talk Eagles, Phils. We'll get into Joel Embiid's big day. Maybe the biggest game of his career yesterday, potentially. I don't know. It sounds weird to say. We'll get into that as well. And a whole lot more.
He did great.
Yeah, it was awesome.
He made us proud.
He did. I was so ready for them to lose to Serbia and it to be like, of course, and Embiid goes over there and
I was getting second round PTSD.
Yeah, I was too. I was like, this is worst case for our guy. Just for Embiid to like go over and choose to be a part of this team, whatever, and lose to Serbia in the semis. I was like, this is the worst case scenario.
You know that I'm a Serb.
What?
Yeah, you brought that up
did
before.
You know
yeah.
That?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, when I did the 23andMe. Can you?
No. You're rooting for Jokic yesterday, is what you're saying.
My mom's side of the family.
Rooting for Jokic yesterday?
No, well, there's something.
No, John.
I like, look, I found out I'm Serbian, so it's like, I don't know, like I kind of like that.
What? That's not allowed.
Not over the U.S.,
it makes me like
right?
him, no, not over the
okay.
U.S.,
that's
but
all
it, it, makes, it, it makes my eye go a little bit more to the Joker.
Okay.
Don't you think?
He's a great player. Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
I have a former boss who lives in Denver, is from Denver, and he texted me, was like, oh, good game. What a bummer. I'm like, you're a United States citizen. Why are you rooting for?
All right.
So, I get it.
We'll take calls on Embiid as well. We'll get into that. LeBron, some really nice things to say about Embiid after the game. 215-592-9494. Your calls coming up. It's the morning show. We're coming right back.